Afternoon, folks. I'm just going to do a quick eye test podcast for West Ham Arsenal. Just watched it. Very enjoyable game. West Ham coming out on top 1-0 in the end. From start to finish, West Ham were the better side, so they were deserving of all 3 points. Probably the worst I've seen Arsenal this season. Very flat performance from then, but it was down to West Ham being so good all over the park. Boston midfield, Declan Rice was superb. In midfield again, as was Mark Noble, so they just didn't give Arsenal much at all today. And as I said, deserving of all 3 points. A very enjoyable game for me as a Fabianski owner. So he was the only player I had in the game, and he really never looked under too much threat. The West Ham clean sheet looked pretty good for the most part. It looks like he's going to get 9 points now, which is great. So I'm glad I held on to him. I know a lot of people probably sold him this week, but you know that was a justified decision as well, given his form and West Ham's inability to keep clean sheets up to this point. So you can't beat yourself up too much about selling Fabianski this week. It's just unfortunate now that he's going to get the 9-pointer. Aubameyang blank, obviously a lot of people captained him as well. And I said before the game, if there was one player that I wish I could own this week that I didn't, it was Aubameyang. So it was very surprising, you know, to see him just get a 2-pointer. So I feel like I dodged a bullet there because, you know, he was an excellent captaincy option. I thought Salah was probably the best captaincy option this week with Aubameyang a close second. So that's going to be a bitter pill to swallow for Aubameyang owners as well. But getting into the game itself, the team news first of all. So the major things to take away from that was Samir Nasri got his first start, and that seen Snodgrass drop to the bench, and Arnautovic started as well. You know, there's been a lot of transfer rumours this week with Arnautovic, talk of a move to China, but he played, didn't do an awful lot, but he was substituted after about 70 minutes, and it was, you know, he waved to the fans when he was going off. So if we read into that, maybe that was a goodbye, because I don't think West Ham have a home game now for a few weeks. So that might have been Arnie's goodbye. So we'll have to see what happens over the coming days and weeks to see if he does actually leave. But just looking at that, you know, when he was coming off, I would guess that there has to be legs to this story. And we could see him leaving West Ham in the January transfer window. Nasri played very well. You know, I didn't really expect him to come into the side so soon, having been out of football for so long. But he surprised me. He looked really sharp. You know, form is temporary, but class is permanent. And you can see that with Nasri today. A player I've always liked. Liked him as a player, maybe not as a person, but. Very effective today, got his assist for Rice's goal as well. So I think he's only about 5.5 million, so he's definitely going to be going straight onto my watch list. Now, he came off early, but that's to be expected. You know, it's going to take him a while to get up to speed with the Premier League again, but definitely one to keep an eye on now, Samir Nasri. For Arsenal, Lacazette and Aubameyang both started together. So Aubameyang played from the right-hand side, and neither of them were really in the game too much today. Lacazette in particular was a very frustrated figure, you know, throwing tantrums almost as much as Arnautovic was today. So just a very frustrating day for the Arsenal lads. Maitland-Niles got the nod at right wing back for Arsenal ahead of Bellerin. Now, Bellerin did come on for him towards the end of the game, so that's just an area you don't want to touch. You don't really want to touch the Arsenal defence anyway, because again, we've seen it today, they just don't keep clean sheets. Ozil didn't play again, wasn't even on the bench despite being training this week. So again, Ozil's just a no-go for FPL this season. I talked about the Arsenal defence there, saying, you know, you don't want to touch them. But in the first half, Kolasinac, and you know, right throughout the game, Kolasinac was probably Arsenal's biggest attacking threat, playing in the left wing back role. In the first 15 minutes of the game, there was two occasions where if his teammates had got their head up and played him through, he would have been one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And that was twice in the first 15 minutes. So, he bombs forward, gets himself into great attacking positions. But first and foremost, with defenders, we want clean sheets. And you're just not getting that with Kolasinac at the moment. Arsenal moved to a back four then in the second half. And there's always a worry if it's a back four that Monreal could come back in for Kolasinac as well. So I probably wouldn't be going near him, but he did catch the eye first half in particular going forward in that game. On another day, if his teammates, you know, had got their head up, he could have been on the score sheet. There was an incident in the second half. Then Mikel Antonio was running down the right wing. Kolasinac was going right towards him, and I just said to myself, Kolasinac is getting booked here, and that's what happened. You know, Antonio knocked the ball past him, and Kolasinac just, he doesn't hold back. He just jumps into challenges, so he got himself a yellow card as well. And that's another negative about Kolasinac. He likes to tackle too much for my liking, so he's always a high risk of a booking. So I mentioned Nasri looking sharp. He's going on my watch list. Felipe Anderson passed the eye test for me again. Anytime I watch him, he always looks good. He always looks threatening. He came very close in the first half. He had a shot from the edge of the box that just went wide. And that would have been a Nasri assist as well if that one had went in. So Nasri was linking up pretty well with the likes of Felipe Anderson and Arnautovic. You know, a very potent attack now if Nasri steps it up. So Felipe Anderson, you know, he looked good. I think that's probably his fourth blank in the last five games, which is not ideal. But the signs are still there, I think, for holding on to him if you own him. He was on corners as well with Cresswell. So there's always assist potential there. I don't think there's anything else to mention. I mentioned Arsenal moved to a back four in the second half when Ramsey and Torreira came on. It's been quite surprising to me to see Torreira on the bench so often the last couple of weeks. He's been excellent for Arsenal this season, and I think, you know, he should be in that starting 11 every week. Guendouzi and Xhaka played today, and I just really don't rate Xhaka. I would much prefer to see Torreira playing in there. Arnie and Nasri came off in the 70th minute, and I mentioned Arnautovic gave a wave to the fan. So I think that's everything covered. I'll wrap it up there. I'm thinking about switching off everything for the 3 o'clock kickoffs because, again, I don't have Salah, and I don't know if I can sit through the pain of watching his goals go in. So I think what I'll do is I'll switch the phone and laptop off for between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock and just look at the final scores. It's much less painful that way, FPL. So that's what I'm going to try and do. I'm heading out then, so I'm not going to get to watch Hazard, my captain, and Alonso playing. Hopefully they do the business, so I won't get an eye test podcast for that one. So the next eye test pause will probably be tomorrow. I should get to watch both games tomorrow, so I'll be back with two more of these tomorrow. So enjoy the rest of your Saturday, folks, and have a good weekend.